I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Thank you for tuning in to 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in D.C. area. The Alexandria location now open and taking appointments. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, September 19th, 2018. I'm John Paul Flame, joined as always by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Morning. Johnny Cakes Auville's here.
Hello, everybody.
And Jason Bishop.
Hi, Cakes. Hi.
Hello.
Eric. Hi, JP.
How did Bish's best bet go last night?
Oh, it's a good question.
Oh, 9-7. Winner.
Winner.
16 runs, yeah.
Good for you.
On fire.
One in a row.
Let's get to two tonight.
Get to two.
Trying to get back.
Where the streak starts.
Trying to take more of your money back.
Just trying to claw back
a little
bit.
Trying to get more of your money.
Exactly.
So does that end up whoring yourself because you fade yourself?
And
you
yeah.
I only put 20 bucks
in real life, you pick against your own Bish's best bet?
I will until I get hot, which may never happen. Not really.
You'll get hot.
I got plenty of money in my account.
You'll get hot.
Got about 26 hunge in there.
Ooh, that's pretty tasty.
That's a healthy nut.
That is a swole account.
So speaking of nuts, Houston Nutt's going to join us on the show today.
Very good.
College football coach.
We love Houston Nutt.
Love
He'll join us at 8. We'll talk some college football.
What are the big games on the docket this week?
Texas A&M against Alabama.
At Alabama, I believe.
Well, I mean, it's a big game in name, but I'm not sure it'll be a big game in score.
What is the number at this point?
27.5.
Right.
Stanford plays Oregon. That's a big one.
I don't know that I could bet. I don't think I could bet Texas A&M plus the 27 and a hook.
How
It'd
could
be
you?
Tough to do.
They just roll everybody.
Yeah. Be difficult. Yeah.
I'm not
so
sure.
So we'll talk to Houston Nutt at 8 o'clock. Rick Fox rescheduled for today, the former L.A. Laker. And Les Carpenter is going to join us coming up at 9:20.
Yeah.
I saw a show right up your alley last night.
Uh-huh.
It was on late. It's an 8-part series, which apparently is on YouTube, but they showed it on ESPN2 or ESPNU. It's kind of like that old school show we watched with Eddie Curry and all the Chicago basketball players.
Mm-hmm.
Follows
Chicago Prep Hoops.
A basketball team in Newark.
Mm-hmm.
8-part series produced by LeBron James and Maverick Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Which school is it?
I think it was called Central.
Okay.
And it's Jay Williams. Jay Williams is the mentor. He's not the head coach, but Jay Williams is around them all the time. And it's just really good inside, you know, city life.
So they texted me.
Guys that have
it.
Had a hard time.
What was it on
ESPN2? I stumbled
ESPN
onto it like at 9:30.
Mm.
They were showing several episodes back to back, so I just recorded the 10 o'clock episode and the 11 o'clock episode. But then I looked it up on Wiki, and apparently it was released in July on YouTube Prime, which I don't know if I have. I don't know if anybody has. I don't know what the hell is going on.
You have to pay for it.
I know they got YouTube Prime. Yeah, I think I would have to pay for it.
Yeah.
I think it's
YouTube. You might be able to find it on demand now on ESPN.
I think you're getting your platforms mixed up. Is it YouTube Red? I think that might be it.
You might be right.
That might be their premium service, which I don't have, but I think that's what it's called.
But it's called Best Shot.
Hmm.
Isn't it's really good.
Isn't LeBron doing the Warriors of Liberty City? Too,
I've seen the promos for
I
that,
I think he's
too.
Got it. Look, that's why he went to L.A. He's
yeah,
got
course.
His hands in a lot of
yeah,
entertainment stuff. He has that show, The Shop, which I watched on ESPN, and I saw Jason Whitlock completely panned it because Whitlock's father owned a barbershop, and he said he's never seen people in a barbershop like that crew because they were drinking wine. And, you know, I mean, they're millionaires.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Warriors.
But it was still
like
interesting.
The idea of it.
I think the Warriors of Liberty City already started. I think the first episode was maybe this week.
I don't know. What's the Warriors of Liberty City?
They focus on a Pop Warner team from Liberty City, which is a section of Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Where like Chad Johnson grew up and Devontae Freeman.
I saw a preview of that.
Yeah.
I saw
really
that as well, the preview. Or that one, I think, is on Netflix.
I think
I could be wrong.
No, I think it's on Stars.
No.
Really?
I think it's on Star.
Sometimes they might be on multiple channels.
Did you say Chad? I saw Chad Johnson in the preview. Is it where he grew up?
Yeah.
Or where
yeah.
he's living now?
No, it's where he grew
no,
up.
No, I think it's where it's a rough section of Miami. I think it's where he grew up. Oh. Antonio Brown grew up
I
there.
I thought Chad Johnson grew up on the West Coast. No? Totally wrong about that?
Chad Johnson, I think, is from Miami.
Oh, okay.
Pretty sure. You can look it up.
Yeah, he's from Miami.
The one episode I watched, though, did remind me a little bit of Hoop Dreams in that, remember when there's a chance for, I believe it was William Gates, to hit two free throws to win a key game. So they go upstate and he missed them.
Mm-hmm.
They were focusing on this kid, and sure enough, he gets to the free throw line, end of a game, misses two free throws. And he's a kid who doesn't have parents in his life, lived with his grandfather died. So there's a lot
there's,
of that
there's a
life
lot of good
drama
stuff
mixed
there.
In with the basketball.
That's the kind of show that's up my alley, yep.
Yes, it is.
All of those.
So Best Shot.
So check out Best Shot. Check out
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to pay for YouTube Prime. So
oh, if, yeah, you probably don't want to.
No, you just find it on
YouTube
demand.
Red. If it's you know, if I'm already paying for it, I'm happy to watch it. I still would like to watch Jack Ryan at some point. I just don't watch much during the day.
I keep telling myself I'm going to watch the first episode of Ozark. Haven't gotten around to it yet.
Yeah.
If you watch one,
oh, I'm
very
sure
first
be,
episode
I'm sure
of season one, you'll be in.
I know.
If I recall, it doesn't mess around. And it has some of the elements that you always say that you like.
Yeah.
It has violence.
Well, who doesn't like violence?
Sure.
I don't
it
really
just
like
gets
violence.
Right into
oh,
it.
Come on. The best.
I don't think so.
I'm up to the last episode. We'll be watching that later tonight.
This is going to sound pathetic, but I'm in my little routine. You know, I get home, I have a bite to eat, I'm on the computer a little bit, then take a nap, workout, take a nap, and then it's like 2-3 o'clock, and then the kids start coming home, and then the day is off and running. It's like a whole new day. You know what I mean?
I just watch generally when I'm eating my lunch. Like if I'm eating lunch at home, I'm going to put the TV on while I'm eating.
Yeah. But that's 20 minutes. You can't do a
yeah,
whole
but
episode.
Then if you watch a show,
yeah,
you like it. If you put on an episode of Jack Ryan, you're not going to eat whatever the hell you're having
exactly.
for lunch and then turn off Jack Ryan. You'll watch it.
Exactly. But I don't want to do that. I want to work out, and I want to take my nap, and I want to do my routine.
What do? A two-hour workout?
No. An hour.
Good for you.
Yeah.
My wife and I had a movie date yesterday.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go?
We saw A Simple Favor with Blake Lively and Anna Kendrick.
How many people in the theater?
Probably 8.
Okay.
It's 10, well, 10 including us.
Kind of the way I like it.
Yeah.
Right.
I like that
Except
hustle.
There were two teenage girls behind us that just wouldn't stop the F talking. I was
Throughout
so
the
bitter.
Movie?
Yeah.
That is annoying.
I was getting so bitter.
Were they talking about the movie or were they talking about boyfriends?
They were talking about the movie. I was just getting bitter at them. I wanted them to shut the F up.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say anything to them. They calmed down after a while.
Blake, twist ending?
There's a little bit of a twist at the end. But it's not very good.
Oh, it's
I was
not.
A little
You're
disappointed.
Just, the Ooh. Overall movie's not very good?
Yeah, because you know what? I thought it was going to be more of a thriller, and it is kind of a thriller, but it's more of a comedy than a thriller.
Mm. Comedy, so really?
Like a black comedy.
Like a dark comedy. Mm.
So it's not nearly as good as the movie, which I liken it to, is Girl on a Train.
Oh, no. Girl on a Train has no comedy at all.
Right, because Girl on a Train has surprise endings and twists.
No.
That's the way it was portrayed to me in the 30-second commercial.
Right, that's what the trailers portray it, but it's not like that at all. It's more of a comedy than it is a thriller. I mean, there is a
thriller.
Well,
you just did me a simple favor because now I have no interest.
You've already soured me on it.
You might like it.
Soured
Teach
over
his
here.
Own. Teach his own. I was disappointed.
Hmm.
It was too funny for me.
So how many?
Too funny.
Yeah.
So how many Lurch Poppers?
Too many
do
yucks.
You give it?
I don't know. Three.
Three?
Yeah.
That's not mediocre. Bad.
I mean, Blake Lively is hot, and you know, there's a couple scenes where she doesn't get totally naked, but she's partially naked.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe it's worth it for you to
just
go see that.
A little bit titillating at times,
but
it's not.
There's just too much of a comedy factor for me, I was wanting like a thriller suspense type of, of a movie, and I didn't get that.
Yeah. I'm out. What did T think?
Yeah, she thought it was stupid, too.
Any good previews? Always need some previews. Nothing?
Just Star is Born Again, which comes out October 5th, I believe.
Mm-hmm. That's the Gaga Bradley Cooper movie,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I do want to see that one.
There's a dumb movie with Liam Neeson coming out. Looks stupid.
Did you do your bit where you went to the dollar store before and you got your licorice or whatever you get, your Twizzlers?
No, wife.
Who gets licorice?
I don't know what he gets.
We got Junior Mints. Well, Junior Mints.
Oh, yeah, Junior. But
Junior Mints are
it.
Delicious.
No, we got Junior Mints at the theater.
Oh, you paid like $6 for Junior Mints?
Yeah, my wife wanted to. It was bitter.
Licorice is acceptable as long as it's not black. Licorice. If you buy black licorice, you should immediately be deported and never allowed back in the
black
country.
Black licorice is gross.
It's disgusting.
I'm with you on that case.
Wifey loves black licorice.
Really?
She does? Yeah, she loves it.
Gross.
Right. What is that? I know what you're going to say. Let's see. What other trailers were there? Star is Born.
Probably Captain Marvel or some sort of superhero movie.
Who's the female black comedian who's popular now? Who
I know who you're talking
Tiffany,
about.
Is it Tiffany?
Tiffany Haddish.
Uh-huh. She's in two movies. They look stupid with Kevin Hart.
The one where they're going back to school.
Yeah,
that
looks just dumb.
So dumb.
And yeah, nothing else was really intriguing. Mm.
When is the Star is Born movie coming out?
October 5th.
What are we? So that's like 2 weeks.
It's like 2 weeks, Ricky.
2 weeks. Yeah,
not
see
that far
one.
Away.
Yeah,
I think
think you'll like that one.
Yeah, 100%.
Apparently they're predicting that's going to win all the awards.
Right.
Like Cooper's going to win Best Director, Best Actor. She might win Best Supporting or Lead Actress.
Yeah, I'm glad something's finally going right for Brad Cooper. Something's finally turning right for him.
You think
right.
I could sing now, too?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Does he play guitar in it?
Yeah.
Did he teach himself how to play guitar?
Yeah.
Man, I remember when we got guitars and I tried to teach myself how to play Jack and Diane.
Right.
One song. I just wanted to learn how to play Jack and Diane. That was my jam from back in the day. I just couldn't do it. I tried for months. Make it play like a few, I don't know. Few measures. That was about it.
Yeah.
I don't know how guys can do that. Just pick it up like in adulthood.
I feel like that's something you have to learn when you're a kid.
Yeah, but a lot of guys will pick it up, a guitar, like in their 20s or 30s.
Sure.
And they kind of learn and become competent.
Well, they're probably naturally talented.
Yeah.
They have musical talent, which I have none of.
Deep down, you have to like it.
I didn't like it enough.
You
I really
wanted to
wanted
like it, but deep down, you didn't like it enough to truly commit to the bit.
I mean, it's been hours.
It's just too hard.
It's just hard. Yeah. Hard.
The guys that
some
I think.
Some people are just good at, they just have a knack for it.
The guys that I think are actually touched by God are guys who can play guitar and sing at the same time.
Absolutely.
That's crazy.
Because
you know,
I just don't know
do
how.
That?
I don't know how. I mean, obviously a lot of people can do it. I just don't know how you
I
make,
be able to
you
do
make
one
them
of
both
them.
Work at the same time.
Okay,
because you don't
be
think about
them.
It. When you used to do your piano. You took piano lessons.
Yeah, and you know what? I hated,
even if it was rudimentary,
every second of them.
I'm sure you would have been able to sing at the same time.
No, I couldn't have. You know why? Because I sucked. And all I was concerned with was reading the music and being a robot and trying to hit the right keys.
Okay, well,
I couldn't
guitar,
have sung at the same time.
I was not good at guitar, and I definitely wasn't good at singing, but I was in a youth folk group in church back in the day, and you could execute both at the same
time.
Well,
you learned it at a young age.
Yeah. Like, I see Mark Robert from OAR just casually strumming and singing and commanding the audience all at the same time. And I'm like, well, he's a genius.
No, I was like you. I was mostly reliant on sheet music.
But you're right. He was touched by God.
Touched by God.
Look, guys like
God
Mark Robert.
Touched Mark Robert.
You know what's incredible is...
Touch the Madden Brothers from Good Charlotte. Touch them.
Well, yeah,
touch James
Hetfield
from Metallica. Touch all those people.
I was listening to the...
Well, even the guys who play at the bars in Arlington.
Of course.
Well, of course. They're all super talented.
Who will never make it big.
Yeah.
They're all touched by God.
Of course they are.
Of course. I'm with you 100%. I was listening to the McCartney interview with Stern.
Yeah.
They did a couple weeks ago. And Paul McCartney... And I'm not a big Beatles guy or anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could take them or leave them, whatever. God bless them. They're amazing.
Yeah.
He can't even read a piece of music.
Right.
Think about
it's
all the hits he's written.
He's a natural talent.
There's nothing more natural than that. Maybe the greatest songwriter ever. He can't even read music. He can't read notes. And
yeah,
he's all
a genius.
But he's a genius.
He's a musical genius.
Yeah, true genius.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
So jealous. Jealous of people with real discernible talent.
But that's why I want to watch The Star is Born, because that's like Bradley Cooper... Presuming just like in middle age or whatever, just kind of teaching himself how to play guitar and sing.
Yeah,
although he may have done that when he was a kid.
May have done
it. And a lot of people, he was a member of the Actors Studio. You know that show on Bravo
with
James Lipton? He went to that school.
Yeah.
So a lot of those people that want to get into acting and Broadway.
They can do a lot of things.
They can sing. They do music. Yeah. So, I mean, you don't know. I mean, maybe he did just pick it up in the last year.
My understanding was, though, is that that's where he kind of honed it, was for this movie.
Yeah.
So,
I understand this video game platform is basically dead, even though my daughter still enjoys playing it.
But the Wii?
Guitar Hero? I can't even succeed at guitar where you have to press buttons instead of strings. I can't even do that.
What about the phone game where the song and you have to hit the blocks or hit the keys or whatever? You ever seen that phone game?
I don't think I've seen that
He's
game.
Still playing Words with Friends.
Just getting drubbed. By all my friends.
Does anybody else still play that?
Just Cakes and Polyflix.
I remember.
I don't think Polyflix plays anymore.
He's bailed on it.
Let me look at my lifetime record.
That's what actually occupied my time when poker got first pulled. You know, on Black Friday, whenever that was in 2010.
I've never played it.
So for about a year or two, I did play a lot of Words with Friends. Yeah. Occupy my time.
Oh, I know you did. You always talked about it.
Yeah. But then it just gets,
by the way,
it's so old. How many times can you play
QI? Movie I saw yesterday.
A lot. Yeah. Especially with the triple word or triple letter score.
Expecting, it's a kind of a ripoff of Gone Girl. Did you guys all see Gone Girl?
Yeah. Yes.
It's a minor league Gone Girl, but with a comedy element.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah,
come on. I don't want to see any cheesy comedy.
I just want one of you guys to see it.
Just to verify.
If you came in and go, yeah, I really liked it, then, you know,
I'll see it in a couple months.
Hit you in the face.
I will not see it.
I'll see it in a couple months when it either hits Netflix.
Well, what's
Netflix,
he getting on Rotten Tomatoes?
What's
critical consensus?
I don't know what those nerds are giving it.
The fans, the nerds.
It was a lukewarm,
yeah,
if I recall.
That's what he's giving it.
All right, phone number's 800-636-1067. You want to chime in on the Hadid carpet cleaning listener lines. As mentioned, we'll talk some college football today with Houston Nutt at 8 o'clock right here on The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chunky's on 106.7 The Fan. Less than 2 weeks away from our fifth annual Fan Fest, which is always a great time. We enjoy meeting all the listeners who come out. This year, it's at the brand new St. James Sports and Active Entertainment Center in Springfield, Virginia. Entry and most activities are free for the whole family. It's presented by the Purple Heart Foundation. You can get details at thefandc.com/fanfest. But here's the deal. Get to meet all the personalities from 106.7 The Fan.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be some ex-Redskins like Santana Moss, D'Angelo Hall, and others. Chris Thompson's going to be there. Mike Morris, former Nationals. Slugger will be doing a hitting clinic there. And you get to see the St. James, which is an amazing facility.
It is. I believe Valdez is out there for a golf workout in the last few days.
No, I just went to the gym. I didn't go to the golf bag. But
okay.
He was just racking them.
The gym has everything you can imagine.
Yep. It's amazing. It's pretty
very
awesome.
High end. Every single cardio machine has like a 30-inch HD touchscreen TV on it.
That's nice.
It's ridiculous.
Did you wipe it down when you were done?
I didn't use it.
You just walked by.
Yeah, I just walked by.
Okay. Very good.
He watched some TV on it.
Sure, why not? You got some cardio walking through.
Yeah.
Walking all over the complex. Because it is 450,000 plus square feet. It's pretty damn big.
Mm. So where do you guys stand on this? The guy named Anthony Prince, who lives in New Jersey, went to the FanDuel Sportsbook in the Meadowlands up there.
Pro so far. I'm thumbs up on this so far.
Of course, Jersey is a legalized sports betting state.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were the first ones to get into it once federal government said, yeah, it's legit. You can go do what you got to do.
Right.
State by state has to decide how you want to work it. But so Anthony Prince made an in-game live bet, meaning during the game, certain odds are posted on, you know, win, losses, point spreads, totals. And you can bet on it in the game, during the game, while it's going on. So he saw that the Broncos were plus $75,000, or plus $75,000 to beat the Raiders. And they trailed by 2 points at the time.
Okay.
Late in the game. I think it was a minute left.
Right.
And so he put $110 to win roughly $82,000.
I mean, it seems too good to be true to me at this point. Go ahead.
It would have paid $82,610. Of course, the Broncos went on to win the game.
Yeah.
With the last second field goal.
Mm-hmm.
20-19. So he went up to cash the ticket. They said, nah, sorry, bud. It was a glitch in our computer system. They were only plus 340.
Right.
Meaning $100 pays you $340.
Well, that makes more sense.
Well, I mean, if you know anything about betting, plus 75,000, just that's unheard of.
Right.
I mean, that's not something a sports book would post. But it did say it on the ticket.
Right.
So he went up there. He thought he was getting 82 grand back. Mm-hmm. And they said, nah, we'll give you $500. Since we effed up, we'll give you $500. And mm-hmm. we'll give you some free tickets to the Giants game.
Right.
The 0-2 Giants.
Right.
where do you guys stand on that?
I kind of think if he has the piece of paper, they should pay him. But it's so ridiculous. The erroneous odds that were posted were 750-1, and the correct odds were minus 600. He would have won a net $18.35. So to say a guy who would have won $18.35 deserves $82,000 mm-hmm. seems to be a stretch.
I mean, it's much like in a casino. If the slot machine glitches, they're going to tell you, you're finished. The machine has a glitch. We're not going to pay you.
It just seems like this outrageous payout.
Yeah, I mean, you just can't force them to pay you. I mean, you could take it to
court. Casinos make up their own rules. You could beat them in blackjack, you know, or beat them in baccarat, and they just won't pay you.
Right.
Like Phil Ivey, they said, no, we're not going to pay you.
It doesn't seem right because he has it on paper. Rules. That almost seems, you know, a contract. I don't know what the gaming laws are.
But I don't think, in fairness to the casino, and believe me, I have no affinity to be fair to any casino, but if they have a printout, they make a printing mistake, they just shouldn't necessarily be held on the hook for that. Like, if I print out a thing for you, and I even know, like, well, there's no, and you go, no, you,
right, you screwed up.
Yeah, you screwed up. No.
Yeah, I mean, if you deposit your check, you walk into the bank like I do every couple weeks,
right.
You deposit your check, and when you check your online account, it's 10 times worth or 10 times more than what you actually deposited.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're going to figure it out.
They're going to correct it.
They're going to correct it.
And you're gonna,
are you supposed to be awarded that figure?
No.
They have rules. FanDuel's house rules, apparently, state that where a blatant or palpable error is made in offers made, prices offered, or bets accepted, or in the transmission of any event on which we have purported to offer live betting, bets may be settled at the correct price at the time at which the bet was placed, as determined,
so they're covered
by FanDuel Sportsbook.
They're covered.
Mm-hmm.
They
do
whatever they want.
It's actually super generous of them to give them $500 in tickets
for an $18 win.
Yeah.
But he was sized, though. Thought he had $82K. You know, you'd be sized.
Oh, of course.
I've had a scratcher that I think that I had a royal flush on.
Right, and then what happened?
A big fat loser.
Why, you just didn't read the card?
I couldn't read the card. It was like a poker hand thing.
Yeah, you read the board.
And
wrong.
Then the guy that I went against had like 7-2, and then you have five different hands. I thought I won all five of them. I thought I won like 40 grand to the point where I called Rom and sent him a picture of it to verify it. And he told me, oh, he goes, you big dummy, you got backdoor flushed.
Here's a general rule in life. When you get extra money for no reason,
mm-hmm.
it's usually too good to be
true. It's going to get tracked down.
Yes.
Like, I got double paid by Entercom. As soon as they took over, they had some issues with the payroll. And I was like, man, my paycheck is swole. I don't know what's going on. I don't think I read all
you
these spots.
You looked at that check? If you actually had a check, you're like, whoa.
And of course, within like 2 days, I get an email saying, stupid, you got double paid. We're going to have to dock you on like your next two paychecks to get the money back. And I didn't cause it. I wasn't like, oh, you double paid me. This is my money.
Right.
I was like, okay, somebody made a mistake. They're gonna rectify it. That's the way the world
works. The number, the $18 he would have been paid off was the number that he would have been paid once they corrected the odds. When he actually placed the bet, the $100 would have paid him $340 because they were plus $340. They were losing at the time. Now, once they corrected the odds, the Broncos had already taken the lead.
Okay.
The Broncos had already taken the lead. That's why I went down to $18.
Oh, gotcha.
It's still generous, though.
Yeah.
If it was,
well, he should have got, I mean, $500. He should have got the $340 at minimum.
We all saw the story where the one guy, right, hit all 18 games or whatever. What are the slate of games? How many games are there? 16?
16.
16 games.
Yeah, if you include Thursday all the way through Monday.
Yeah, and $5 bet you saw, right, paid him, I think, $80K.
Ooh.
He hit all of them.
Well, he deserves
it. Now, ties.
When you hit that many games,
was he picking against the spread?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, that
is impressive.
Apparently,
ties, though, unlike maybe with your bookie, ties count as a win for him. So even if he pushed.
Okay.
17,000-1 odds.
Wow.
Means he took the Colts against the Redskins.
That's a sick hit by him.
Amongst others.
$5 bet paid.
I mean, it's
80,
unbelievable how lucky some of these people. I'm in this pool called the 8-0 pool, right? Everyone put $110. There's like, I don't know, 400 people in it. And the only way to collect the weekly pot is to go 8-0, right, against the spread. They give you 8 games, which include the Thursday night game, the Sunday night game, the Monday night game.
So how many people are in this? How many?
At least 400, maybe closer to 500.
All right. So it's just a progressive jackpot
Did
or whatever.
Anybody hit it in week 2?
How about they hit it in week 1 and week 2?
Oh, different people.
They're two different people. They go 8-0.
And what's the weekly payout?
Like $2,600.
How close have you gotten?
We went 5-3 and 4-4.
Right. Yeah.
Man, it gets hard.
Spread is tough.
Of course it is. Almost impossible. The fact that you hit every single game, it's hard to hit one game.
Right. By the way.
Check Bish's best bets.
Our guy Jeff
Freeman. I did it last night.
Our guy Jeff Freeman, who used to be with the American Gaming Association, he moved on probably because he did his job.
Yeah.
Sports betting is becoming more commonplace in more states. Obviously, you have the great sports book at Hollywood Casino now. At Charlestown Races
I'll be
in
there
West
this
Virginia.
Weekend.
Yes, you will. And it appears that Councilmember Jack Evans is introducing legislation in Washington, D.C. so that there will be legalized sports betting in D.C. by the start of next year's baseball season.
Good.
Like it. Look at that.
Good. You should be able to walk into a Walgreens and place a bet.
Now, is it basically... They're trying to get it into established like bars and restaurants before
bars, restaurants.
And, but the big one is
stadiums
using
too.
Your phone.
Okay,
yeah.
Using your
apps.
Phone in the district.
Got it.
And making bets, like literally making bets.
So
on
I can
the
just,
next.
I can just loiter out in front of the Homewood Suites like next year.
You should be able
and
to.
I can make bets on my phone.
Yes. You should
That's
be able to go
country.
Into your app. Go beep beep beep. All right, I like the skins plus the points.
Right.
And it, for $50, if you hit it, it should automatically go into your checking account.
I'm with you.
That's the way every
make it easy.
App should work.
Make it accessible.
Well, they're big on the live betting.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So any bet you win, it should just be attached to your checking account because now online sports books are sometimes you got to use crypto, sometimes you got to use your credit card. You should be able to
you have
make
to use
a
crypto.
Bet.
I'm out. I'm just out.
That's
I just
I
want to be
do.
Able to access my
I
crypto.
I had to use that.
And I understand really? You've got layers of security because, I mean, it's the wild, wild west. I mean, it's
right.
cryptocurrency. It's the preferred currency for, like, smugglers, international arms dealers,
right.
terrorists. I understand. But I just want to be able to access the little bit of nublets that I have in crypto. It's almost impossible to get your hands on
it. It's impossible. I had to go to your boy Mikey. Stop.
Right.
I had to drive all the way to a farm.
Yeah. Right.
I had to take the White's Ferry. I didn't even know where I was going.
Yeah. For him to help you cash your chips?
He's got this big-ass house on a farm.
Right.
I don't, no one else lives there. I had to walk in here to show me for an hour how to get my Bitcoin
Well,
money.
Eventually, I'll probably have to do the exact same thing.
Because I couldn't figure it out. Anyway, you should be able to place a bet anywhere, especially on your phone, and that goes right into your checking account after you win or lose.
Right. Yeah, or Evans, your, who's the councilman, said he's betting the D.C. could get anywhere from $10 million to $200 million a year in revenue.
It's a pretty big range.
So they're going to do that. Well, you know, they probably don't want to highball it. He says he's not personally a gambler, but he says, I can envision a time where I can be sitting in my living room watching a baseball game or at Nats Park and bet $5 that Bryce Harper will swing at the next pitch. Not
that's,
last night.
Yeah, that's what live betting was all about
last night.
Oh, I saw he had 3 walks. He finished with 5.
Look, anything that'll make them less aggressive with parking enforcement and tickets, I'm all for it in D.C.
I didn't watch much of the Nats. I popped it on for a few seconds. Why wasn't Victor Robles playing? Guy just hit a home run. He's your future. And then they play the traditional Soto, Eaton, and Harper outfield.
Well, you know, Harper wants his at-bats.
I don't mind
guys
playing
all
Harper
want their
and Soto.
At-bats.
Play Robles. I don't need to see Eaton anymore.
Yeah, but Eaton...
Was
Eaton's
Robles
a veteran?
Was he used at all?
I don't even think he pinch hit.
Oh, okay. Well, they don't care anymore. They know what Robles can do.
But you know, Harper wants to finish. He wants to finish, get his numbers up as best he can.
Play Harper. I have no problem.
Yeah,
it's
just
Adam
don't play
Eaton.
Eaton's been killing the ball.
Okay,
he went 2-for-3 last night.
I know what I have.
No,
at Adam
Robles.
Eaton.
Robles pinch hit.
Okay, he did pinch hit.
Yeah, he walked.
He should be starting.
And then he played center field for an inning.
So who got the win last night? Strauss pitch, right?
Strauss.
Hey, 11 strikeouts.
I think he's 3-0 since he came off the DL.
Remember, I told you.
A little too late.
He's always got off the DL, but this is like
third DL. They needed him in July.
Yeah.
But he missed like 10 starts.
It looks like Max is out of the running on the Cy Young, right? He's out on that.
Why is he out?
Well, I just think, hasn't DeGrom just pitched amazing down the stretch?
DeGrom's been great, but I don't know if he's out. I mean, he might be DeGrom might be odds on favorite, but
yeah,
it depends on the voting, right?
I don't know. Just the way I'd been reading it, I think. I don't know.
I mean, let's see what DeGrom's current ERA is: 1.78. Scherzer's 2.53.
Yeah,
I mean, problem is he's got the 17 wins.
Yeah, but you can't compete with that.
And he's got 277 strikeouts.
Yeah, and what does DeGrom have?
251.
Yeah, they're going to give it to DeGrom.
They might. Yeah, I mean, 1.78. That's hard to beat that.
Can't beat that.
Does DeGrom even get to double figures in wins? I know there are all these
team
heads who say wins don't matter.
Let's see. He's got eight, so he would need
eight wins.
I don't know when his next. But yeah, he's going to win it. DeGrom's going to win it.
I don't know. It might be close.
All right, phone number as always, if you want to chime in on anything, 800-636-1067. You can call us on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning List line. We'll open up the Junkie Sports page next here on The Fan. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We hit the scans coming up at 7 o'clock. Houston Nutt, former college football coach, will join us at 8 o'clock as we talk some college football with the analysts for the CBS Sports Network. But right now, we open up the Junkie Sports page, fill you in on what's going on the sports world.
We were talking about the National League, Cy Young. You know, DeGrom might win it. American League, it's a lock. Blake Snell for the Rays will win it. Got his 20th win last night. They shut out, who did they play last night? They won 4-0 over the Rangers.
And he's doing that with the Rays?
Yeah, take a look
at
the Rays.
That's impressive.
Take a look at the Rays lineup. Tell me how many guys you've heard of.
I barely heard of Blake Snell, and he's going to win the Cy Young.
He's going to win the Cy Young. Got his 20th win. His ERA is like 1.89.
His Q rating stinks.
Stud.
Blake Snell.
Such
I used
stud.
To follow Nate Snell, who was with the Baltimore Orioles back in the day. Mm. Remember him?
Yes.
I do.
Brother.
I do not.
This guy's a lot better than Nate.
Nate wasn't bad.
So they won that. So he got his 200 strikeout. He got his 20th win. First guy to 20 wins this year. ERA is below 2. Kevin Cash, the manager of the Rays, should get manager of the year.
Is a .97 whip good? I think that's usually pretty good.
It's decent.
Yeah.
It's a little better than league average.
It's been a while since I've done the fantasy baseball thing, but I know that's a good whip.
So, unbelievable job from them. Anyway, they got 84 wins. The Rays.
Drab T-shirt should love that guy. He's from Seattle.
You know who their three-hole hitter was last night?
The Rays?
Yeah. You'll never know. G-Man Choi.
If you say so.
Right, and they got 84 wins. We talked about the Nats. They won 4-2. Strassi, 11 strikeouts last night.
He also did the bit where he hit the batter, the catcher, and the ump for the second straight game with one pitch.
Oh, really?
He
a little ricochet action.
Yes, from back-to-back games he's done that.
Nicely right. done. Yeah. Boston had a chance to win the division last night in New York. They lost 3-2, so magic number still 2. Yanks still lead Oakland by 2.5 in the wild card for that home field for that one game playoff. Baltimore lost game number 108 last night. Dylan Bundy gave up 5 runs. Of course, when I pick against him, he looks like Jim Palmer. But he can't beat Toronto last night. They lose 6-4. It's 108 losses. That's a franchise low.
Is he closing in on 20 losses?
He's got 15.
Okay.
Got 15 losses.
He won't get the 20
He's
losses.
Not going to get to 20.
There always was an argument that you have to be pretty decent to get to 20 losses because they wouldn't keep trotting you out there.
Well, think about how healthy you got to be.
Well, you got to be healthy,
yeah,
but you also
got to
be decent enough that the manager still thinks you have a shot to win.
And so that's you got nothing else in the pen. The pen's just worn out from all your other bad starts.
The Orioles should take the next step for the 2019 season. Not only let kids in for free, let anybody that wants to come to the game just come in for free.
Yeah. And just give away stuff. Give away beers.
Just everybody, just fill the seats. Just come on in. Discounted everything. We just need people in here to watch the product.
I agree.
What organization is in more disarray, the Orioles or the Redskins? I think it's the Orioles.
Orioles, yeah.
I think it's the Orioles.
Probably the
Orioles.
Because
the Redskins aren't the worst team in the league.
Well, the Orioles are basically fielding a minor league team, and they're hoping that, like, the Machado deal pays off and draft picks
pay off.
That's
like years
from now. Oh, yeah. They're playing the long game.
Big time. But, I mean, if you look at terms of, like, the empty stadium and that sort of thing, not that far off.
Orioles have a more recent playoff appearance than the Redskins. I know that.
That is true.
Actually, a handful of them.
When How many?
The,
two?
When were the two. A's last in the playoffs?
Was it they?
Like beat, 3 years ago?
They beat the 15? Tigers.
Is that 15?
Yeah, 2015.
Well, weren't the Skins Weren't they in the playoffs the year when they won the NFC East with Kirk when they went 9-7?
They definitely made the playoffs against the Packers.
But that was now the Packers. Yes.
3 seasons ago.
Right.
So anyway, we're comparing futility of franchises. Who's worse?
Braves lost their fourth straight last night. Still lead the Phillies by 5.5, 6.5 over the Nats, if you're still grasping. Cubs win, Brewers lose. They still have a 3.5 game lead in the Central over the Brewers. The Brewers lead the Cardinals by 3 in the wild card. Cards and Brewers right now, your two wild card teams in the National League. Dodgers got a walk-off in the 10th from Chris Taylor. They win 3-2 over Colorado, so they lead the Rockies by 1.5 in the West. D-backs are dead. Colorado trails St. Louis by 1.5 in the wild card. Sixers hired Elton Brand as their new GM. Elton Brand.
This is news to me. I didn't know he was in the front office world.
He was the GM of their G League team in Delaware for a year.
God, we're getting old.
After he retired in 16. And he's elevated to GM of the big squad.
Nice.
After just a year.
You know who else is in the front office game?
Brent Perry.
Mensa Bantu.
He is.
The guy from GW. He
oh,
is
really?
He's running the show for the Capital City Go-Go.
Good for him.
Well, which is
the G League team for the Wizards.
Yeah. You saw Brent Barry was hired by the Spurs.
Hired by the Spurs.
Yeah, so getting those guys in.
Brent
R.C. Buford still
say?
There running the show?
Brent Barry was hired as VP of basketball ops, yeah. So Elton Brand played for 17 years, retired after the 2016 season. He was most recently the GM of the Sixers G League team in Delaware. I just mentioned that.
He had a long run, 17 years in the NBA.
That's some good paycheck.
How much coin did he make? Did he make over $100 million?
I'm going to say Elton Brand. I'm going to write down his number.
I would say $130
million. Yeah, $125 million.
Yeah, look that up.
Let's look at old Elton Brand.
If your name is Jason Gesser, you're not happy. Former Washington State quarterback who played for the Cougars.
Do you remember him playing?
I do, yeah. From 99 to 2002. Resigned his position as assistant AD with Washington State. Resignation comes on the heels of allegations that he made unwanted sexual advances towards student athlete Alyssa Bodu. Who was Alyssa Bodu? Mm. His babysitter.
Oh, yeah. Babysitters will get you in trouble.
Yep.
That's right up Gravy's alley. Right?
Should have seen his face for a couple. Right? Must be a Northwest thing.
One of your favorite search terms.
Yeah.
Babysitter.
I'm sure I'm the only one. Right?
It's a popular genre, you'd be. Yeah.
It's all fake. Who would want to hit on that? That's just the worst.
What's not fake is that Elton Brand made $165 million during his career.
And I guarantee you he was smart with his money. He's probably got a good $100 million left.
I'm sure he does.
He's at Duke, right?
Wow. His prime earning years were between 2003 and 2012. He was banking on the regular between $10 million and about $15 million in those years.
And that doesn't count endorsements.
Count endorsements at all.
I guarantee he made good investments.
His last few years, he was slumming, making $4 million, $2 million, $8.90, and $1 million his last season with the Sixers.
Right.
All right, so we talked about this story yesterday. Awful story out of Ames, Iowa.
Well, it's getting worse when you hear the details.
So the man who's accused of killing an Iowa State golf star will remain in jail. $5 million cash bond. His name was Colin Daniel Richards, charged with first-degree murder.
He was basically homeless guy.
He was a homeless guy living in a tent right near the golf course where she was playing. He had actually talked to a buddy of his a few days earlier that said he was dreaming about raping and murdering a girl.
Yeah.
And so he did.
Oh, my God. And so they're like strangers. I mean, it wasn't a lover's quarrel or anything.
I think the story said they were acquaintances.
They were acquaintances?
I think that's what the story
is. So he is homeless and lives like on the golf course or
so
near the golf
course? He's seen her around.
Yeah, and I bet you they're kind of, or she was friendly to him because she
probably nice.
Yeah, practices there and plays there.
All the time.
It was just nice, maybe, you know,
just
hooks him up a little
bit. Just
the
worst story ever.
So anyway.
Can you imagine? I think I saw Sage Roosevelt tweeting about it. He's like, I can't believe this happened in Ames, Iowa.
Yeah.
You know, think about it. You think your kid is at a golf course, then you're completely safe. Got murdered at the golf course.
So she was playing by herself, obviously.
Yeah. She got like an early nine or something.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's a terrible story.
I mean, he just got to kill him.
Yeah, I guess.
Some people aren't for the death penalty, whatever. You'll hate me. I am. He's got to go.
Yeah. No, it's much better for him to live on everybody's dime for the next 60 years in prison. That makes much more sense.
He's awful.
Well, the complicated
factor is he's never
going to
get out of prison.
He's obviously got mental issues. I want to know what the profile is. What if he's You know what I mean? What if he's got like an IQ of 60 or something?
Well, I'm sure it's not much higher than that, but he's still got to go in my book.
Yeah.
Just an awful story. All right, last but not least, Vernon Davis was reacting to his brother Vontae Davis' retirement.
Yeah, what did Vernon say? Yeah, what did VD have to say?
This was an inspirational video that contained photos of the two brothers and a voiceover on Instagram. He said, "I feel like I retired because we're so close, and I look at him as my son, even though he's my younger brother." That's what he said in the Instagram
His
post.
Stat line looks like he may have retired through the first two games for the Skins.
They're not looking his way that much, are they?
Did Vernon Davis retire? Can somebody double check on that?
Cut his snaps down like in half, though. Weird. So,
no word from Vontae? He didn't?
I think he had. He posted something.
Oh, he did?
Okay. Yeah. He posted something on his on the gram, on his IG.
On the gram, on the IG.
On his IG.
Both of their nicknames are VD. Vernon and Vontae. Right.
You'd rather have Vernon in his heyday. You'd rather have that VD than Vontae.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You had to pick your VD, it's Vernon.
Yeah, you want Vernon.
Yeah, that's the one.
The VD you want.
I don't know. It makes me laugh every time. Every single time.
It's just so stupid.
Because I have the brain of a six-year-old.
Right. I'm with you, Cakes. What else? That's it? No more sports page?
Not much going on,
Moving
man.
Through 27 baseball scores I didn't care about. And then,
I know. I had to give the standings update.
Right. If the playoffs started today, right now, what would the playoff picture be?
Oh, I'd have to go into the
Is that really complicated?
Whoopie-doo. Boston would be your one seed in the AL. Houston would be your two. Cleveland would be your three. And then you got wild card. You got Yankees, Oakland.
All right, I watched that. I think.
So the Yankees could play Boston, and the Houston would play Cleveland, or Oakland would play Boston. National League, let's see, Cubs would be one, Dodgers, I believe, two, Braves, three, and then you've got Milwaukee, St. Louis as your wild cards. Winner would play the Cubs. There you go. Funny. That's hooked you up.
All right.
So you're a big Cubs fan, right? So you would play the winner of the Milwaukee, St. Louis.
I definitely would root for the Cubs over any of those other losers.
Right, that would be your... You'd be looking forward to the Milwaukee or St. Louis series.
Right. Okay.
You seem very excited.
I don't care.
You seem very
I like playoff
baseball. Hey, World Series baseball really inspires them. Pitch by pitch.
I do like it. I don't care what you
how
guys
many
say.
How many Cubs do you know?
I don't care.
He knows the big names.
I'm not following them now.
He knows Rizzo and Bryant and Baez and guys like that.
I'm not following them now, but I'm saying once it comes around.
Ben Zobrist stole the Cubs.
He knows those big names.
Yeah, once it
He knows John Lester.
I'm not trying to fake like I'm some massive Cubs fan, but I'm saying.
You think he knows John Lester?
It's a team I grew up loving. It was my favorite team.
If I asked you who John Lester played for, would you know that he played for the Cubs? You would
That's
know
what
that.
I would have guessed.
I mean, who cares? He likes the logo.
It's not that I like the logo.
I hate fan Nazis, okay? He grew up liking the Cubs.
It's the team my father
If you go out to the game, if you went to an Orioles game, okay, and there's 5,000 people in the stands, which might be generous
at
this point.
Yeah, might be a stretch.
And you looked at those 5,000 people who are fans, not all of them know all the players on the roster. In fact, most don't.
JP, I'm not suggesting that I'm following them every game. I'm saying I'm going to watch them.
I'm Jonah on the opposite. I know you're not a big fan. Lurch said you're a big fan. You're rooting for the Cubs. I know you're not paying attention.
Well, Rick, I was being facetious.
Yeah, he's being facetious too.
Yeah,
but I will. Who else am I going to root for? You think I'm going to root for the Dodgers? No.
You're going to root for the team that spanked your Nats in the playoffs?
Yeah, I don't know how you can do that.
I don't care.
Well, the Cubs and the Nats, or the Cubs and the Dodgers. They've
probably given the Nats the business.
The Cardinals, if they get there, they did it too.
Big Brewer fan.
Yeah, be the Brewer.
I got no
big Brewer
crew.
He loves Christian Yelich.
No, not really. Although, was there ever a porno? Wasn't there a rumor about 3 years ago that there was a porno, like a fetish porn where the guy looked just like Christian Yelich?
I don't know.
Google that. There's like a fetish
I haven't seen
porn
that one.
Where, I don't know if it was like, in defeat or something, where
he's giving her to the cycle.
The guy allegedly is Christian Yelich, like a 19-year-old Christian Yelich.
If you say so.
Wouldn't that be hilarious if it was?
It would be funny.
Yeah, I think we did that story like 3 or 4 years ago. You don't remember that?
Does he have a Louisville slugger?
I don't remember.
Probably does. I still want to see the video of Bucky.
I don't think you do. I don't think you want to see that.
I think I saw that one. I think I did see that.
Was that the one where he was wearing a mask, but it fell off?
Fell off and he just threw it away. He was trying to be anonymous.
It's so funny.
Halfway through hitting the skins.
Fell off just... his big head. Bucky's got the biggest head I've ever seen.
He's a daddy now.
That's right.
He is?
Yeah. We're going to keep that to adult roar. We don't want his daughter to think about that.
Poor kid.
Got to take a break. When we come back, we hit the skins at 7 o'clock here on the Junkies.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.